Let us go before the Lord in prayer together. Lord God, this morning we continue our journey to Bethlehem, where we stand with the shepherds and we're amazed at your glory. We sing with the angels, rejoicing at your work. We wait with Joseph, trusting in your promise. We sit with Mary, cradling your love. May the good tidings of comfort and joy inspire us to share and to show to the world that for us a child is born and to us a son is given, the Messiah, our Lord. Glory and praise to you forever and ever. Amen. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." Bethlehem, that first Christmas, was kind of like a cosmic magnet, a small city with a powerful magnetic pull. Bethlehem attracted international players onto the stage for the greatest birth story ever told. Mary and Joseph, they were drawn to Bethlehem in the city of David, returning to the origin of Joseph's family tree. The shepherds, the lowest of society, were drawn into the magnetic field of the Messiah, being the first people told of the newborn king and the first to behold him. Even the Magi from distant Gentile lands felt the attraction to Bethlehem. Now, just as a magnet has a north and a south pole, not only the good were drawn to Bethlehem, but the bad were drawn as well. On Herod's orders, his henchmen killed innocent children in and around Bethlehem. And yes, God was there in Bethlehem too. Emmanuel, God with us, drawing in angels, shepherds, wise men, and peasants. So this Advent season, we too feel the pull of Bethlehem to come and to see the tidings of comfort and joy that are found in this newborn babe. Let us join in with these characters and continue Bethlehem word as well. So steady yourself. The walk is not so easy. It's filled with potholes and pitfalls, cliffs and risks. The road can be winding. The days can be long. We must sometimes scale what's going to seem like an endless range of mountains or wander dry and desolate deserts and dark nights of the soul. But through it all, along the journey and to the destination, God is with us. Come and be drawn into the divine pull of Bethlehem to gaze upon salvation in human form. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. There's a lot that we don't know about the Magi. There's a lot that we've embellished and kind of filled in the blanks that we take for truth. We don't know their names. We don't know how many of them there were, if there were three or how many there were. We don't know even their means of transport. Now, if they did come from Persia, they most likely came on powerful horses rather than camels. And they were most likely not kings. But we do know this. The Magi saw an unusual star that they took to be the sign of the birth of the Messiah of Israel. And they traveled to Jerusalem to find out where he was. What a threat that must have been to Herod, especially given the prevailing rumor of this newborn king. What a surprise for the Magi that those in Jerusalem were oblivious that the Messiah was born there. In the scripture, the Magi see the star not once but two times, once while in Persia, and then again after they head towards Bethlehem, and they find the light shining over where the baby lay. They could recognize the baby by the light. The sign of the new Exodus had begun. This story is most recognizable in another story of the first Exodus in the book of Exodus. God leads the people of Israel through the wilderness by means of a cloud of light. This is a metaphor in the Hebrew scriptures for God's presence, the light of his presence. God's glory cloud signifies that God is present in this place, and God will lead his people by the light. You see, this is no ordinary child. This is the light of the world. The light of the star led to the light of the sun. The light is the sign that God's plan for the world has been put into effect. The light has overcome the darkness. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the sign, the star, the shield of David, the Son of Man, the Son of God has been born into the world. Everything has changed. When Herod saw that he'd been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing in loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. Good will come, but bad things will follow. Good and bad are companions on the journey of life. Just as there is a north pole and a south pole to a magnet. The Magi had come to witness and worship the newborn king. Their presence and their testimony was good. But sinister forces were at work too. Herod was widely noted for his ruthlessness and murderous tendencies. He had three of his own sons executed. So Herod didn't respond well to all the talk and the rumors of this newborn king, a Messiah for the Jewish people. Enraged and embarrassed by this act of perceived treachery, Herod ordered the massacre of the innocents. All male children under the age of two in the area of Bethlehem were given a death sentence. They were executed by mercenary soldiers working for Herod. Here is the greatest birth story ever told, and with it comes the horror of infanticide and genocide. From the very beginning of the Jesus story, the good and the bad were traveling together, side by side. Amen. In those days, a decree went from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. Now, it's quite possible that Joseph and Mary traveled not alone, not just the two of them, but with their family and their friends at their side. They would have camped by fireside at night and walked by day the approximate 6 to 8 days from Mary's home to her husband's family and then to their new life. The trip from Nazareth to Bethlehem was at least 90 miles, may have even been 130 miles, depending on the terrain and the route that was taken at that time. The typical route and the safest was to set out over the mountains to the southern shores of the Sea of Galilee in the region of Cana. From there, they would move west, crossing the Jordan River and into the fertile valley of the present-day Jordan. Then they would cross back over the Jordan River again, just before Jericho. Most likely to avoid the rigors of the Judean wilderness, they would have entered Jerusalem by way of the Mount of Olives, and then would have moved on from there to the grassy, grain-filled hillsides of the fertile Bethlehem, where shepherds were tending their sheep that were destined to be temple sacrifices. One step at a time, the two literally walk a covenant walk through the desert, through the mountains, the forest, and water, equipped only with their faith to come into a new place, a resting place, a birthing place. And so their pilgrimage began, one that would take the couple not just to a new geographical place, but one that would take them to a place of no return, spiritually, emotionally, faithfully, historically. For this was no ordinary pilgrimage, but one that would define a walk with God that would extend to every human being. Bethlehem is where the journey ends and begins for all of us. It's a place of milk and honey, a place of nourishment and sustenance and abundance and of new and sustained life. Bethlehem draws us into God's space, draws us into God's promises, where the living God is present and active and changing everything we know about the world and ourselves. We hear this from the Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. You can always tell a person who's been on this journey. Just look into their eyes. You can see the joy of the Lord within them. You can see the peace of Jesus that runs through them. They've come into that God place in their hearts and in their lives, that resting place where they know who they are and whose they are. They know where they've come from and where they're going. They know that Jesus has been born in them, and they trust in Christ as a power in their lives that's saving their souls. So Jesus says to us, my way is easy. My burden is light. There's going to be burdens, but Jesus is right there to carry them with us all the way to Bethlehem and beyond. So Emmanuel, let's share and show the good news with great joy. Christ is born. Salvation is here. Light has come. Those living in darkness have seen a great light. Go and tell the good news of our newborn King. And may the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you now, this Christmas, and always. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.